This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The bills related to One Nation, One Election have been introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favor of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it. The Rajya Sabha today resumed its special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Participating in the discussions, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda said, "India is not just the largest democracy, but the mother of democracy." He said, as per Indian ethos, democracy comprises freedom, equality and inclusivity, allowing citizens to lead a dignified life. Mr. Nadda added, "The government is dedicated to this very vision," and said, "The nation is indebted to the Constituent Assembly members who shaped the Indian Constitution." The government has prepared a 6-point strategy to increase the income of farmers. Replying in the Lok Sabha today, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the efforts are yielding results, with the farmers' income increasing from 2,115 rupees per month in 2002-2003 to 10,218 rupees per month in 2018-19. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the National Testing Agency will focus exclusively on conducting entrance exams for higher education admissions starting in 2025, instead of recruitment exams. Speaking to the media in New Delhi today, the minister added that the government is planning to restructure the National Testing Agency by creating 10 new positions. Mr. Pradhan also informed that the government has invested over 1 lakh crore rupees under the PM Poshan scheme. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia today flagged off the Fit India Cycling Tuesdays initiative in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, the minister said this initiative aims to build a healthier and greener India with creating awareness towards improving the air quality index. The minister encouraged the citizens to engage in physical activity of any form, like cycling or at least an hour daily. The Fit India Cycling Tuesdays is a key initiative under the Fit India movement launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2019. The event was organized at around 1,000 venues across the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than ₹46,300 crore in Jaipur. Mr. Modi also participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sarma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than ₹11,000 crore, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He further laid a foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than ₹35,300 crore. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast severe cold wave conditions over the western Himalayan region, Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Soma Sen Roy has said that the severity of cold wave conditions over these regions is likely to continue for the next 6 to 7 days. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, has worsened to the severe category with an average air quality index of 433 as of 1 p.m. this afternoon. Despite the dry weather in Himachal Pradesh these days, the cold wave continues to prevail in the last 24 hours. Light snowfall has occurred to the higher peaks of the state, causing temperatures to drop below the freezing point in several areas. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided follow-on against Australia. On day 4, India ended at 252 for 9, trailing by 193 runs after Bay Delight brought early stumps. India were struggling at 51 for 4 overnight when KL Rahul and Ravindra Jadeja provided resistance. In a bid to promote adventure sports and tourism in the region, Arunachal Pradesh Mechuka, often referred to as Hidden Paradise of Northeast, is all set to host the third National Adventure Racing Championship from 17th to 20th April next year. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.